The games that I look forward to, and everybody here, we look forward to these games. It's always a challenge for us, but it's nice for us to be in a situation at the moment where we're above them in the table. And if you'd have said that at the beginning of the season, I'd have been delighted. And the position that we're in now, we want to try and open the gap up with the points by winning on Saturday. I think over the last few years, I really feel that we have closed the gap on them on terms of performances on the park. And I say I'm delighted to be in the position that we're in at the moment, to be going into this game on Saturday with a chance of us opening a gap up between us and Luton.
There are a lot of clubs in this league who think, you know, they're big clubs, they should be in the Football League. But when you look at big clubs, I mean, Luton Town get obviously big gates, I mean, all the potential is there, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, they're a fantastic club. And, you know, I mean, I worked with Dave Moss, who was a legend at Luton for a number of years at Northwich and Stalybridge. And I look back to, you know, remember watching Luton when he was playing and people like that, and Brian Horton. And they're a big club, a massive club. And, you know, when they pull in the likes of six plus thousand at home and take somewhere near 2,000 travelling away support, it makes for a great game and a big occasion and a good atmosphere. So we're really looking forward to that.
It does sort of speak volumes, you know, considering the gates you get here, which obviously are far smaller than that. Still decent for this level, but far smaller than that. To a degree, then, you're punching above your weight, really, when you're above them in the league table.
Well, I think you are when you look at if you weigh up the resources of Luton Town Football Club and Kidderminster Harriers, there's quite a big gulf there. And that's what I'm saying. That's why it's pleased me so much that we've managed to, you know, bridge that gap on the playing field. You know, we'll never... as much as we'd like to get 6,000 plus here every week, you know, that's a long way off for us. So, and obviously our away support, you know, the ones who travel are always behind the side. But, you know, you look at their support on Saturday, and I'll probably bring 1,000 people here. So that type of thing, whether we'll ever bridge that gap, you know, would be very difficult with a club such as the size of Luton. But we do very well with what we have here, and as I say, with the support that we get, and it's good that the crowds are up this season, especially at home. So it all points in the right direction for being a great atmosphere on Saturday.
Apart from your goalkeeping dilemma, how are you looking otherwise?
Well, Jack Burns missed all week. He's been down with a virus, so it's looking unlikely that Jack will be available for us. Dave Hankin's still going to be probably a couple of weeks away from fitness. So we're being tested at the minute, without a shadow of a doubt. I don't think we've got any other problems, but obviously, you know, Jack and Danny, big part of what we do here. So and Dave Hankin as well, you know, they're big players for us.
And finally, just to clarify, are you looking to try and get someone as goalkeeping cover, even on a sort of short-term deal before Saturday, or are you going to go in with just the one keeper and nobody on the bench?
No, we will go in just with Dean this weekend, and then we'll assess the situation after that. But we have got, like I say, we've got one or two things lined up to try and get something sorted. So I would like to think by Tuesday for the Telford game that we'll have somebody lined up to be involved and part of the squad.